This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
That's right, my friends. It is Tuesday, the 8th day of December, 2015. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And we are going to be live here, as we are, weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., for 4 hours today. And, of course, the nightly news will be 7 o'clock Central Standard Time this evening. Donald Trump has come out and, quote, demanded total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering America. We're going to play a clip of speech that he gave yesterday. This has Republicans and others lining up, calling him a bigot, a racist, and all the rest of it, despite the fact that being Muslim is not a race. I'm going to give you my take on this after we play a clip from the speech.
I watched last night, and I watched a president, truly, that didn't know what he was doing. He didn't know why he was there. He refuses to use the term radical Islamic terrorism. He refuses to use the term. I don't even know if he knows what the hell's going on. I really don't. Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what the hell is going on.
Now let's stop right there. We're going to be covering more of this, obviously, throughout the day, but here's the final equation. Is Trump putting this the best way he could? Probably not, but he knows he's talking to a general American population that has been, let's just say it, dumbed down to a certain extent. So he's just putting it out there as meat and potatoes. Here's the issue. There should be a total ban on any refugees out of Syria, because most of them are invaders who came in the last 5 years to take the nation over. And the FBI has admitted that they're not being vetted at all, and that upwards of 80% have fake passports and are military-age men. There are countless videos on YouTube, millions of views apiece, of at the tunnel between France and England, the UK, thousands of illegals just running around, beating people, throwing rocks, attacking the truck drivers for no reason, and the police won't protect them. And how many Facebook images do we have where it shows Al-Qaeda ISIS fighters in Syria, and then it cuts to them in Germany or France or Poland or Hungary or Sweden or Belgium or the Netherlands? They're proud of it. And I can tell you soldiers when I see them. A good percentage, I'm talking 20-30%, are combat vets of the Saudi-run invasion. I know soldiers when I'm looking at them. Plus, it's admitted. So, as this unfolds, every time the media finds an image of a woman or a child, they zoom in on it. Because from the videos I've seen, it's more like 98% are men. But the governments are saying 80%. But you can watch hours of footage of the trucks being attacked, the trucks being robbed, the carjackings, people attacking the mirrors, throwing rocks, cussing. I mean, I couldn't help myself. Even if there were 20 people, I'd just get out with a baseball bat. Of course, in America, you know what would happen. It'd be, pew. Oh, you climb up on the truck and we're attacking? Boom! Nobody else would do that. You want to assault my vehicle with a tire arm? Right in the center of your chest. See how that feels. Having your heart blown out your back. I'm not going to roll over to this crap. So, yes, it is an invasion orchestrated by criminals in our Western governments. Yes, you must stop all from war-torn areas because it's a military infiltration zone. That's what he should have said, not ban all Muslims, period. I mean, what do you got Muslims flying in from Israel or flying in from Jordan or something, you know, own houses or businesses here. You can't do that. But anyone not vetted properly from a war-torn zone, you're banned. And everybody in the government that's been allowing them in under Obama's orders are culpable.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
You only once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
My fellow patriots, one of the things I'm most proud of is the fact that the InfoWars operation reaches more than 20 million people a week worldwide with the message of liberty, and none of it is funded by major global corporations or by taxpayers. It's funded by free will, listeners and viewers like you who decide to visit InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of some of the most high-quality, revolutionary products available today. And now, until December 18th, 2015, we are extending free shipping on top of huge discounts on cutting-edge nutraceuticals, high-quality non-GMO heirloom seeds, top-of-the-line water filtration systems that remove glyphosates, fluoride, and more. And the list of specials goes on and on. Some discounts are as high as 50% at InfoWarsStore.com on top of free shipping through December 18th at InfoWarsStore and InfoWarsLife.com. And remember, InfoWars is the operation that you built.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You've got it.
The
waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, I'm going to say it here clear for everyone.
You've got it.
Because I actually agree with what Donald Trump said. We do need to have a total and complete shutdown of everyone coming from a long list of nations who have not been properly vetted. And the federal government will allow people in with fake passports, fake names, fake addresses, like the Saudi Arabian jihad princess who was clearly involved in the attacks in San Bernardino last week, leading her husband in the killing of 14 people. They want to use this to take our Second Amendment. That's been announced by the Supreme Court, by the way. Devastatingly bad news coming up. They are coming after our freedom. They are trying to put citizens in no-fly list, no-gun-buy list, extrajudicially, while bringing in hundreds of thousands of, quote, migrants, and not telling governors where they're being deposited, telling governors they don't care of the Refugee Act, states that governors have to be appraised and have to agree to it. That's being violated. So many laws are being violated right now. They're just letting these people in. Planes are landing on record at JFK with 144 people on board with no IDs 2 weeks ago, and they just let them in. This has reached crazy town proportions. That's what's radical. That's what's bad. If somebody puts cyanide in the local water district tanks and you don't know exactly where that cyanide was sent or how many people it will affect, you shut off the water system. You don't just tell folks to boil the water. You shut it off. And if you've got 80% or more being military-age men with fake passports, and our government knows it's fake, and the EU government knows it's fake, and is letting them into attack so our governments can take the guns and declare civil emergencies, emergency powers, that's a fancy name for martial law. If that's being done, you shut it off. Now, the litmus test, he would say, is, are you a Muslim? Well, radical Islamicists are on record. And the Quran states that if you are in the land of the profane, of the enemy, of the heathen, of the unwashed, then you can say you're not a Muslim. So that litmus test is not the way to go. The litmus test is Congress moves, the states move. Lawsuits, indictments, impeachment, not just against the president, but the ICE and the different agencies following the orders, the Customs Department, the heads of it, who are all a bunch of former Ford Foundation people that want open borders that are globalists on record, they all need to be impeached right now. The government has the borders open without vetting people and is bringing them in. They've turned off the vetting by design. They will not tell the governors where the people are being taken. Well, I know where. 300 from Syria and Iraq, almost all of them Sunni, to Anderson High School, where I went to high school for 2 years in 1991 and 1992, 20-plus years ago, where I went to high school 25 years ago. They have 300 refugees in the last month, 600 in Austin alone. And that's the numbers they're giving us. We keep discovering the numbers are 3, 4, 5, even 10 times higher. They follow an algorithm they've used in Europe. They call it 10,000, it's 100,000. They call it 100,000, it's 1,000,000. They call it 1,000,000, it's 4,000,000. And Ja'Kari Jackson has reported on this extensively. Migrants flood Austin, Texas schools is the headline if you want to see the video. This is a big deal. And in an inverted reality, Trump comes out and says what most people are thinking, including Shiite Muslims and others that are being exterminated all over the world by radical Sunnis. You think they let Sunnis into Iraq? You think they'd let them into Syria? I mean, Syria was majority Sunni, but they were the non-radical type, who are being killed by, again, the Islamo-fascists, and that's what they are. That's a good term for them, out of Saudi Arabia that is conquering right now. And Obama and the EU criminals want to bring in a checkmate-level group who can destabilize and attack every major town and every major city with commando-style sleeper cell raids any time they want. This is one of the major globalist takedown operations. And as I told you 4 years ago with Benghazi, 3.5-plus years ago, as I told you every show since then, they will start shooting down airliners with Stinger missiles, with M-pads. They will start taking down other aircraft with anti-tank weapons that will also be very useful against helicopters. They will start attacking. They will start bombing planes. And it's begun. And the major clerics of Saudi Arabia in the last month and a half have called for asymmetrical attacks with knives, guns, or improvised explosive devices against Western and Christian targets. And they think we're so dumb, they'll use it to take our guns and our freedoms and blame everyone in general, because we're fair, we don't discriminate, everyone loses their rights here in this authoritarian system. No, anyone associated with radical jihad Wahhabist groups should obviously now go under surveillance because you've been brought in, you're part of a group, sworn to do this, it is your religion to conquer Islam itself and then the world. They say that. We will take control of Islam. We are Islam. They are the radicals. They are the firebrands. They are the shock troops. They are the cancer that has been allowed in so that the command and control system gets more no-bid contracts and gets to invade more countries that aren't even the countries that are attacking us. You notice they're on the news saying, take out Assad, it's his fault this is happening, when our own government, NATO, ran this whole operation against Syria criminally. So Donald Trump is correct when he says we've got to cut it off total and complete. The brash way he put it will be good red meat for the grassroots out there that's sick of rolling over, but it'll be spun as un-American and as unfair. Well, if they're not doing vetting of the people, then you do have to shut it all off, not because they're Muslim, but because we don't know who's radical or a sleeper cell. And so the bigger issue is until the government vets people properly, which the FBI admits they're not allowed to do, they admit that's not happening before Congress a month ago and last week. We played the hearings. So Trump needs to add the caveat and say, the media needs to follow my full statement. We're not vetting these people. They're being brought in masse. Now we need to completely shut it off until it's fixed and until people can be investigated. That's very simple, and that's the federal law. And I know Trump came out, remember, a few months ago and said we should let the refugees in because he's talking about Christians. It's the right thing to do. They're being killed. And I criticized him and others did, and he backed off that real fast. And I'm going to reach out today because he's got some advisors there that are okay. People like Stone really know what they're doing. And, you know, he needs to be obviously tweaked this a little bit, but they're going to really try to use it against him. He can't apologize for him now that it's out there. He's got to double down, obviously. That's why people like Trump. But let's go over the evidence here. Until they vet these people and don't criminally let folks in with fake names and fake passports and fake addresses, we need to block everyone coming in from these countries. And now they're reporting CNN selectively edits Donald Trump's Muslim registry comments to make him look like an anti-Muslim bigot. It's being reported. And they've already done that. So the point is, he just needs to continue to expose how they spin everything. Let's continue. One Christian out of 236 Syrian refugees admitted since Paris attacks to the United States. One Christian. See, they won't let the Christians in because that's the targeted group by the little Sunnis, by the Wahhabists. So these are the little darlings that went on jihad pilgrimage to go murder some innocent Muslims and Christians, many of them, and take their property, and now they failed, so they're allowed to enter into Europe and then the United States. And then Obama won't vet them because he knows it's all completely fake. Truly sickening. And then we get to pay for all their kids. Over 35,000 issued same fiancé visa as San Bernardino shooter. See how that works? His darling little death mistress. Oh, I'm sorry, I showed her in her headdress. That's demonizing Muslims. Well, that's what radical Muslims have their women, or Orthodox Muslims have their women wear. I mean, this is, MSNBC says it's bad to show it. Yes, because you said so, Melissa Harris-Perry, and I better do what you say. I better put my tail between my legs and roll over on the ground like a little puppy when you say so, and then urinate on myself because you're my master. You said so. Oh, my gosh. Oh, boy, I better do what you say. Muslim migrants beat, rapes North Dakota woman while chanting Allah Akbar. The police say they have surveillance footage of all of it. Drug her into the bathroom, began beating her and raping her. The police came, and he said, Allah Akbar, she's my wife. Woman never knew him. And began, and then they busted down the door, and there she was. And it's being defended by the family. I mean, after all, you got the Imam of Jerusalem and all these other Muslim leaders saying, they are weak. The Americans, the Europeans, take them, take their women. Take them, no. Your women are easy on here. I mean, you can't even make up that stereotype. We are coming, weak Europeans, for your women. We will have them. They will soon wear the hijab and will do as we say. Your women are easy. And then our media's like, how dare Donald Trump say block the Muslims? And that's a dumbed-down way to say it, but the public gets that. It shut it off till the vetting process happens. Unbelievable. Muslim migrants. You mean another Wahhabist? That turns out that's who this guy is, from Somalia. Yelling Allah Akbar, because that's why he's allowed to rape a woman. Over and over again. Allah Akbar! Allah Akbar! Allah! I punch you in the nose! I pull your dress off! Allah Akbar! Ah, you stupid Americans!
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
This holiday season, give your loved ones the gift of preparedness. Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, is offering weekly specials throughout November and December. With these unheard-of savings, the time to prepare your family is now. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. We're so confident you'll love our meals that we're sending a free freeze-dried meal to every listener of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Kitty Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KittyArmor.com. Come and take it.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show on this fine station. We support your local AM/FM affiliates. Spread the word about the broadcast. Become a sponsor. Support the sponsors and let the stations know why you're spreading the word and supporting them. Because you're listening to and spreading the word about the Alex Jones Show. It's InfoWars Worldwide. 1776 is the answer to the 1984 cult society. Coming up, Mark Moreno joins us from Paris, 30 minutes ahead of Climate Depot. He's premiered a huge film
that socialist protesters were allowed to protest, but no one else is allowed to protest if you're conservative or libertarian or nationalist. You're arrested, including the presidential frontrunner. Oh, they used the radical Muslim attack to take everyone's freedoms. And then Joel Skousen will be joining us in the third hour today, and David Knight will be quarterbacking the fourth hour. Also planned to open the phones up. Now, before I go any further, I want to be clear. I pushed harder than anybody not to have the Iraq war. I pushed harder than anybody not to attack Syria or Libya. I care about the people over there that are being murdered and slaughtered. Most of the Muslims in the world are not radical. They want peace. They want freedom. They're very nice, smart, classy people in my experience. But let me tell you, they cannot stand the jihadis out of Saudi Arabia. They cannot stand them. And they are very conservative people on average, very religious. You don't see a lot of theft. Only places you got lower crime than Japan are civilized Muslim areas in Muslim countries. I mean, I'm going to do a whole show sometime or a whole report on good things that have happened in Islamic areas. But the scourge for 100 years is Saudi Arabia, period. Period. And our sickening elites, of course, are allied with them. And they're involved in an attempted takeover of the world. Who's Wahhabist? Somalia, totally. They kill you if you're not. They're basically 99%. Who's attacking Kenya, the Christian nation? The Wahhabist. Who's attacking all these other African countries as far south and west as Nigeria? Boko Haram. They fly Al-Qaeda flags, same group. Who attacked Libya? Al-Qaeda. Who attacked Syria? Al-Qaeda. Who attacked Egypt? Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda, 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 which is known as Al-Nusra or ISIS or IS. IS is their state. And our government is bringing them in mass, but almost no Christians or Shiites. In fact, I've been reading these lists every week that come out. The hundreds of thousands in Europe, the thousands here, there's never Shiites. Because they ask them, are you Sunni? Are you Shiite? Are you Christian? Are you Zoroaster? Are you? I mean, they got some other little subgroups there that are even older than Islam or Christianity. Zoroasters, actually your dog worshippers, dog star worshippers, that's kind of Prometheus stuff. That's actually what the elites are actually into. A lot of the top elite are actually Zoroasters. Just let you in on some inside baseball. In case you want to know, you just might want to know that. But that's out of Persia and northern India. And there is just this scourge of Wahhabists. They are the majority group now in Saudi Arabia. And they're just running around bullying and attacking everyone. And they just think they're above the law. And Saudi Arabia admits these are their invasion pilgrims, these men, 18 to 30 on average, they're sending in. The jihadis broke in one truck. And there was a polar bear in the back. Needless to say, they didn't go after that. This is from Mashable, October 15th. There are just hundreds of these videos online where they're robbing the trucks, going into the tunnel, and then Donald Trump comes in and says, block all Muslims coming in, and he actually went on to say, until there's a vetting process, but they cut that out. And he just needs to continue to come out. In fact, let's tweet. I want to tweet right now. Donald Trump is right about blocking all Muslims coming into the United States until they are vetted. Donald Trump is right about all Muslims being barred from the United States, from entering the United States. Donald Trump is right about barring all Muslims from all new Muslims. See, how do you say it perfectly? Because it's legalese. They can twist it. The point is, Donald Trump is right about barring foreign Muslims from the United States until they can be vetted. I want to tweet that out. Donald Trump is right about barring all foreign Muslims from entering the United States until they can be vetted. And then tweet next. That's basically his full statement. Now I've gone and actually found the full statement. And they're just taking it out of context. Of course they should be. Of course. I mean, if we brought in, put the shoe on the other foot, say 100,000 Germans, say 5% of them were wanted for terrorism or whatever, we'd say, stop all Germans coming in until we've got a vetting process. And they have a vetting process. They won't implement it because Obama knows it's his defeated Saudi Arabian Qatari attack unit. And if you care about Muslims, you got to care about not bringing in the most vicious group that demonizes them, gives them a bad name, and can't wait to kill them. The first group they want to kill are Shiites.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Longing for the sun.
CNN asked Donald Trump if he was fascist. Saying, bar Muslims from coming to the United States until they fix the vetting process. I'll tell you what's fascist. Funding radical jihad, giving them TOW missiles, giving them Stinger missiles, murdering an ambassador to cover it up, turning them loose all over the world to start blowing up airliners, blowing up helicopters, shooting down Russian fighter jets, having Turkey invade Iraq last week, Turkey threatening to blow up Russian ships in the Mediterranean in public speeches by Erdogan, the president. That's fascist. Fascist is coming after our Second Amendment. And I told you, from all the insiders in Congress and from Supreme Court justices relayed by Drudge and by countless other top people, that in 2016, they're going to make you register all your semi-autos, shotguns, handguns, rifles. It's like 80% of modern manufactured guns, something like 82%. And then they're going to start confiscating, and they're going to let local jurisdictions take them, and special federally funded state police task forces already in Illinois and California and New York and Massachusetts is the model. Bloomberg puts out documents to his groups admitting this. He spent over $500 million the last 3 years on this. And I told you it was coming. Fake science, demonization, lawsuits on gun manufacturers, banning importation, suing and harassing and using regulations against ammo producers. I mean, it is on. That's why I said you better buy guns and you better buy ammo just to keep these companies afloat under the attacks. And I have no connection other than one of our sponsors head down to gun manufacturing. The point is that obviously, if an industry is under attack, you've got to support it. This is a war. And here's the headline. AFP, U.S. Supreme Court gives nod to assault weapons ban. They're refusing to hear a lower federal court ruling, which allows Chicago to ban any semi-auto. The U.S. Supreme Court appeared on Monday to back lawmakers who want to restrict the type of guns such as semi-automatic rifles used in recent mass shootings. This is just devastating. This is the blackmail against them, and they're stacking it with all those weirdos like Yellen and the rest of it, these weirdo people. I mean, the people they've been putting up there look like mental patients, and they have no real backgrounds in the courts and, like, did all sorts of weird, bizarre political activism. By the way, those Yale professors that ran the sub-program that were asked to ban Halloween costumes on the campus, they have resigned. Yale teacher resigns over offensive Halloween costume email. And all it said was, hey, people have free speech. Don't go to a party or just look away if you don't like it. We've got to support the First Amendment. That's offensive in Fruitland. There you go. And with a straight face, this is how the media acts. They're coming for the First Amendment. They're coming for your health rights. They're coming for your privacy. This is a full-on assault. The U.S. Supreme Court backed lawmakers who want to restrict the type of guns such as semi-automatic assault weapons used in recent mass shootings. The 7-2 vote, which lets you know where they're going on guns now. The high court's justice refuses to take up a challenge in the Chicago suburb ban on the sale and possession of semi-automatic weapons. That is allowing local cities to even checkmate state and federal law. That's totally unconstitutional. I mean, anybody that studied any Supreme Court rulings, federalism, how the country works, they're saying we're going to devolve power to the local area and let them restrict people's rights selectively. That is unheard of. Oh, and this is from the Federalist, where the federal government's all powerful. Chicago's ban on the sale or possession of semi-automatic weapons or high-capacity magazines. The court's move is a small victory for activists. No, it's a devastating victory. They don't want to declare too much victory right now. They want to just keep moving against us. But they don't want you to know it's a major offensive. This is like the Tet Offensive, folks. The court's move is a small victory for activists. Again, they always want to deceive their enemy, the people. So remember, everything's the opposite. The court's move is a devastating victory for enemies of freedom and their enslavement of humanity and their move to disarm us ahead of true political persecution. Ooh, I just translated it. Sorry. The court's move is a small victory for activists against the spread of such guns, which can potentially kill many people in a short period of time. By rejecting the case today, the Supreme Court sided with a community that has taken action to protect itself from the type of violence we've seen. In San Bernardino, oh, from the jihadis you brought in, on college campuses and in the movie theaters, said Dan Gross, president of the Brady Campaign Center to Prevent Gun Violence. And it just goes on from there. They won't admit, though, that the shooters had legally purchased guns, and so now they just must be banned. Let's move on to this other article by Kurt Nemo up on Infowars.com. Huffington Post calls for government to seize all firearms. And they just go on and admit it in the article. There's a bunch of these articles. And go, yes, you're correct. We always wanted your guns. We're going to get them. No, you will not stop us. And they want to start a civil war. That's the plan. They want to have the local police go out and persecute veterans until the veterans stand up, wipe out the local police for the Black Lives Matter movement, and then move in the feds after that. There's the headline, needed domestic disarmament, not gun control. Sorry, isn't going to happen, scum, and all of you promoting it and pushing it are being noted as collaborators. Those aren't just words. That means something. You are collaborators in the takeover of this country. And in all the persecution and evil that you've signed on to with this foreign takeover. You've signed on to it. Cowards always commit once they've signed on to the bully's errand, thinking they're going to win. And in the end, they fail. They fall. And when you fall forever. Oh, I'm sorry. You're just really going to fall hard, aren't you? Now, continuing. Huffington Post calls for government to seize all firearms. Here's the headline. George Washington University professor suffering from the liberal disease, the irrational and paranoid fear of guns, is calling for total disarmament in the United States. Given that even, quote, micro gun control measures will be effectively blocked by the NRA and its allies, and that promoting many measures as potentially effective is misleading, progressives may as well go for the big enchilada. Call for domestic disarmament, writes Amantia Ezzanani, a professor of international relations. And it goes on from there. Well, see, we've always known that's your goal. You've done it everywhere else. And in all the cities you control that have the highest crime rates. Hey, how about Mexico? Highest crime rate in the world for a decade running. Over 100,000 people dead now that they found. A lot more they haven't dug up yet. Where hundreds of university students a year, sometimes 40, 50 at a pop, just disappear and are murdered and grabbed by the state, who are the people that only have the guns. Oh, because America shipped guns down there. No, almost every gun used in serious crime is full auto. That's what the state and the drug cartels use. They don't use bolt-action rifles and stuff bought in the U.S., and it's been proven that it's been the Mexican citizens themselves that have turned the tide a bit and cut the crime rate and actually driven the cartels out of many areas because they were able to get guns out of the United States. That's why they set up Fast and Furious to try to blame the Second Amendment to stop that so Mexico couldn't defend itself from the globalist destabilization program. And there's multiple films made on it, Cartel Land 1 and 2, if you want to see the truth. And it is eye-opening. The problem is the drug cartels and government then just arrest or plane crash or kill all the real Mexican leaders. They just kill them. Just kill them or plane crash them or arrest them. Plane crashes, shoot them, arrest them. The guys that won't sell out. And then they take control of leadership that way. But at least the Mexicans are fighting back at one point. It's just to see this is so disgusting and to know we're going down the exact same road. But that's where this is going. Where you don't sell out, they just kill you or put you in prison. That's exactly where they're going in this country because they can't beat us. They can't beat our rhetoric. They can't beat our information. So after I've covered all this, I want to ask you the question again. Is Donald Trump bad because he says we're not vetting these people, we're letting them in, they've got fake passports, it's time to block all Muslims until they fix this. And they've got all these other staged events with Republican activists, Republican chiefs of staff, putting their hands on their hips, doing the thing to manipulate women, and going, why do you hate women? It's all stunts. And I'm not saying Donald Trump's perfect, but I happen to know behind the scenes he can be influenced. He can admit when he's wrong. But he's not influenced by money. He is influenced by actually trying to be strong and save the country. Does it mean he's perfect? Certainly not. Does it mean a man on a white horse is dangerous? Absolutely. But we're already run by globalists who are on jet black, red-eyed manes of hell. I mean, we know we're in the hand of a takeover, and it's beyond Barack Obama. They want to break this country now once and for all. And it's such a serious time to be alive right now. So, Supreme Court rules, locals can take your guns and ban your guns and register your guns. Huffington Post and others say, yes, we want to ban them. That's our plan. Now let's do it. Here's another one. How Obama is using the grossly unconstitutional no-fly list to push gun control. Powerful article breaking that down. Very dangerous. Saeed Farouk's mysterious $28,500 bank deposit. San Bernardino terrorist investigated week before attack by police, but political correctness did nothing. Lieutenant Colonel on Obama. This guy is such a total pussycat. He said more than that. It's stunning. No, Colonel, he's not a wimp. He is a precision globalist to take down the nation state. Oh, he won't get tough on ISIS. He runs ISIS. We don't need tough talk and cuss words out of suspended Fox analysts, two of them, for making stunt statements. In fact, let's play one of those clips here in just a moment. San Bernardino Democrats are calling out, calling for total gun control. So that's what's going on that front. Here is the clip of the retired lieutenant colonel calling Obama a wimp. He's not a wimp. He is defeating the republic that the British Empire couldn't defeat. He's defeating the republic the Soviet Union couldn't defeat. He is defeating America. He is defeating the family. He is defeating gun owners. He is defeating the republic. He defeated us with Obamacare. He defeated us bringing in millions of illegals with no IDs on record and kept it secret that the Border Patrol was bringing them in. He is the devastator. He is the great enemy. We better have our full resolve and commitment to defeat this. Let's go to this clip.
All right, Ralph, I have a question for you. I know you watched last night. I want to know, what were you saying to the TV as the president was speaking? What was your commentary as this, as the president's speech unfolded?
Well, first of all, he keeps speaking about we can't give in to our fears. Don't be afraid. Look, Mr. President, we're not afraid. We're angry. We're pissed off. We're furious.
Yes.
We want you to react. We want you to do something. You're afraid. I mean, this guy is such a total it's stunning. And, you know, we the people, the American people, whom he does not know in any intimate
Obama doesn't know anything. Right, Colonel. That is red meat stunt, and that very colonel connected to groups. And I want to get him on with the neocons that are saying hit Assad, knowing the public's illiterate about geopolitics. These are the people with Obama and the Republican leadership, McCain, supporting what's been done and the war crime on our hands and our name murdering 300,000 people, 200,000 of them conservatively Christians. And the West won't let the Christians out. Turkey won't let them come across and laughs at them because the Christians have the most productive farms and fields and you name it, showing it's not the race of the people, it's the culture. You know, in Uruguay, Paraguay, Belize, and a bunch of other South American countries, you know who produces upwards of 90% of all the food and dairy and who allows those countries to operate? Amish from Germany and from Switzerland, and from the Netherlands, who've been there 300-plus years, who left Europe during the Reformation to get religious freedom. They're so productive that those countries live off of them, and even in socialist countries, they exempt the Amish from the laws, or they'll leave. Their kids don't take inoculations. Their kids don't go to school with the system. Their kids, they don't have to have the driver's license. They do what they want because they produce everything and they have basically a zero crime rate. Same thing. And the same thing in Syria. Look at the demographics. The Christians are a big minority there. And you go into their areas, there's fields, big trees everywhere. All these wells dug over 1,000-plus years ago, 1,900 years ago. All this money, all this wealth. Muslims living right next door to them. Everybody's friends. Everything's nice. And then here come marching over out of Iraq and Saudi Arabia. Giant death forces just murdering everyone. And the neocons sit there like you're so stupid. Like you're so mindless and tell you Obama needs to get tough and go after ISIS. You get tough on Obama pointing out he runs the stinking thing like Colonel Schaefer and countless others have documented and like the Iraqi president says. And like the Russian president says, that's the truth. Not all these tough guys on Fox News about how we need to take out Assad. Obama's been weak on Assad, and that's why it's given ISIS a stronghold. No, our government created this group, as General, the head of DIA, and others have said. Now, I'm going to go to break. I'm going to come back after the break and get into the rest of the attack on Donald Trump. Because regardless of what you think about Donald Trump, he now represents the opposition. And if they can destroy him, it'll be another major defeat for freedom. But I'm telling you, he knows what he's doing, and that's why they're scared of him. It's taken me time to really look at all the angles, but I've gone from about trusting Trump 60% to about 95%. But I know this, he's not Hillary Clinton. I know this, ladies and gentlemen. He's not Bernie Sanders. He's not Dianne Feinstein. He's not Al Gore. Now, let's continue. We have free shipping until the 18th. If you are not buying high-quality water filtration systems that cut out the glyphosate, the fluoride, with the big discounts and free shipping, if you're not getting Survival Shield X2 or Deep Cleanse that's back in stock, or Super Male Vitality, you've heard the reviews. They really do work great for me and my family. You've heard others talk about it, and it supports the InfoWar. I don't have the money to keep Biggs out in California or to have him follow Trump around or other reporters. I need to be able to have reporters out there all the time. Now, we've built a good organization. I've got writers and video people and newscasts and all of it. But we need more money. And this is a war. So, go to InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, and buy products to give this Christmas or this holiday season. Don't just buy them for yourself. Try them out. Give them to others. Fund the InfoWar. I need the capital and the war chest, and I will prosecute a war. I will attack. I am committed.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection. IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rate. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KB. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KBArmor.com. Come and take it.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
I'm going to said briefly, then plunged back into the news and the resistance. This is the takedown of the West. This is the destruction of the existing world system for a new world order to be built on its ashes. The globalists think we're so dumb. They admit all this in the Council on Foreign Relations bi-monthly book, Foreign Affairs. You can buy it at Barnes & Noble or anywhere else. Or you can read it online at cfr.org. I mean, that's what's so frustrating about this is they admit their whole plan. 3 years ago, they had the headline, Why We Need Al-Qaeda in Syria, admitting that our government was arming Al-Qaeda. Because, see, if they kept it secret, it'd come out and they'd all go to jail. But if they admitted it, it almost makes it like it's okay. Like, yeah, we're funding Al-Qaeda. Ooh. It's like, okay, it's all right. You told us. But that's not outrageous. Donald Trump saying block all Muslims coming into the United States that aren't citizens, basically, is what he's saying, until we can vet. That's common sense. Now, we're running another contest. I'm running lots of these contests. We have a month-long contest that ends around Christmas, and I'll announce next year the Make Fun of Hillary contest. Already hundreds of entries, big success. But we have one that ends tomorrow that I'll be announcing tomorrow. Attack on Second Amendment, analyze Obama's speech contest, $1,000 prize. Now, Travis T. won the last one that was just a 48-hour contest with the Christmas memes. Go to Infowars.com/contest, send your memes, send your videos, send your contest entries to that, and then we'll judge them. But here it is. On Sunday, President Obama made it clear that during a speech in the Oval Office that he would go after the Second Amendment following the shooting in San Bernardino. Show clips of it, analyze it, put it out, the winner gets $1,000. And we'll post a bunch of the entries at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and already some of them are coming in. And that story is at Infowars.com. Here's the winner, Travis T. of the Christmas meme, The War on Christmas, and it's Come and Take It with the Iwo Jima Marines hoisting up a Christmas tree. People say, well, why defend, you know, a pagan part of Christian Christmas? It doesn't matter. If they can restrict and ban it, they can ban anything. I don't like Halloween, but they want to ban it on campuses. People have a right to that, okay? And the Christmas tree, I like it. Nothing evil about it. Was never associated with human sacrifice by the Druids. It was just hoping that the sun would come back and, you know, the evergreen stayed alive during the cold and they thought it was magic. You know what else is evergreen? This radio broadcast / TV. Other people's YouTube videos and stuff don't get views after they've been up 5 years or so. Ours just get more and more popular. All the tens of thousands of videos that are out there conservatively, because you tune into something 10 years ago, 5 years ago, and it's just more pertinent, more accurate as time goes on, like fine cognac. Because we know what we're talking about. So here's the deal. The Supreme Court says locals can ban your guns, register them, confiscate them, whatever they want. Flies in the face of federalism, common sense, super draconian, reverses where the court was 6 years ago, showing the blackmails in with the NSA, as we've been told by insiders. Meanwhile, there's war on the horizon between Turkey and Iraq, not just Russia. That's all coming up. We've got a lot more as well that we're going to be breaking about what it means that oil prices continue to plunge. But before I go any further, I cannot stress enough to you, the TV viewers and radio listeners, how essential you are to this broadcast continuing and hopefully expanding. There's a lot more we'd like to do. We need to do. More reporters, more writers, more researchers. And then I want to kind of round it out with another 5 to 6, 7 more crew members, and that's about all I can manage. But the point is, when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy a Hillary for Prison shirt that's limited edition, we stop selling it in 10 days. When you buy a water filtration system, you don't just help yourself and your family. You're funding the tip of the spear. And you also can get great nutraceuticals like Oxy Powder or Deep Cleanse that's back in stock or Survival Shield or Brain Force or Super Mel Vitality or the Colloidal Silver, Silver Bullet, and give it to friends and family. And then it's a great gift, so it's a win-win. Help the country, help the world, give great products to family. And we have huge discounts on coffee right now. We get a free coffee cup, a free InfoWars coffee cup. InfoWarsStore.com, thank you for your support. Merry Christmas coming up. I'm politically incorrect. We'll be back. Yeah.